SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The winter storm that has spread heavy snow and ice from the southwest to New England, knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers, has also left roads impassable and has canceled or delayed almost 4,400 flights so far today. And now bitter cold has settled in, including in New York, where Kathy Hochul is governor.
Records in the state have been shattered. Shocking reports out of Watertown. Actual temperature in Watertown was minus 34 and minus 49 in Copenhagen.
The storm is blamed for at least 13 deaths. We don't know the status of the eight people on board a private plane, a business jet that crashed last evening on takeoff from an airport in Bangor, Maine. The crash closed the airport. The FAA, the NTSB are investigating. The bitter cold is not keeping anti-ICE demonstrators from hitting the streets of Minneapolis. The fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent has further enraged the protesters. President Trump is speaking out.
In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump struck a slightly more conciliatory tone over the killing of Alex Pretty, twice declining to say that the border agent who killed him had acted appropriately, instead stressing that the administration was reviewing the incident. Amid signs he could be looking for a political way through the crisis, public opinion polling may be weighing on the White House, with some research suggesting a growing minority of Trump voters see the ICE raids as too aggressive in nature.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Minneapolis. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will face off in Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California next month. It's a rematch of the 2015 Super Bowl contest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 35 points, NASDAQ futures off 84. This is SRN News. Religion retreats in Europe.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a lot of people on the continent are abandoning faith. In 2010, 74% of Europeans called themselves Christians. Now only 67% do. Over the same period, the number of people who identify as Jews dropped nearly 10%. Pew says the group that's really growing is the unaffiliated. The share of atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular religion is up 37%. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is ending the use of abortion-derived fetal tissue in research funded by the National Institutes of Health. The government has funded research involving fetal tissue for decades under both Republicans and Democrats. The policy expands restrictions issued in the first Trump administration to cover all NIH-funded research. In 2024, the agency counted nearly 80 funded projects that included fetal tissue. This is SRN News. New survey finds more Americans are getting used to AI in the workplace.
The Gallup poll reveals American workers have adopted artificial intelligence into their work lives at a remarkable pace. 12% of employed adults say they use AI daily in their job, while 50% say they've used it at least a few times a year. That compares with 21% who were using AI at least occasionally several years ago. The Gallup Workforce Survey of more than 22,000 U.S. workers was conducted last fall. Jason Walker reporting.
More than 60 CEOs of Minnesota-based companies have signed an open letter calling on state, local, and federal officials to work together amid the unrest surrounding enforcement of federal immigration law. The letter has been posted. It's on the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce website. More details at srnnews.com.